Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to In the Know with Mo Talk. I'm your host, Maureen Porte. Today we are celebrating Bloody Sunday. Bloody Sunday is remembered in Alabama today with an emotional march. Over half a century ago, all eyes were on Selma, Alabama, as police brutality beat peaceful protesters who were attempting to march across the Edmund Pettus Bridge on their way to the state capitol in Montgomery. Among the nearly 600 protesters in 1965 was an 11-year-old young lady named Joanne Bland. She was playing outside Brown Chapel A&B Church just before people began lining up for the march. Bland, who is still celebrating the historical event, said as the group marched over the bridge, a line of policemen refused to let them pass. Also, more than 50 protesters were injured. There was nowhere to go except to try to dodge the billy clubs and the horses. Leading the group in 1965 was John Lewis, an organizer at the time before he was a congressman. "We still have a distance to travel, Lewis," the congressman from Georgia said as he finished walking along the bridge. "It was a great feeling to be back in Selma, for this is where people stood, where they were beaten, and they were never gave up and never gave in. They kept in the faith and they kept their eyes on the prize. With their blood, they wrote a Voting Rights Act." John Lewis for the march was a bipartisan group of elected officials, including in today's march was Senator Doug Jones, the newly elected Democrat in Alabama, also the Reverend Jesse Jackson, Sr., here from Representative Rainbow Bush Coalition here in Chicago. And there were also many of young people, many millennials, which is a good thing. For the past 18 years, I have taken a delegation from the Chicago Southland and even Missouri to Selma, Alabama, to march across that historic Edmund Pettus Bridge. The Selma Bridge Crossing Jubilee every year takes place the first week in March and attracts thousands of visitors to the city each year. Selma is not like the movie that just came out a couple of years ago. Selma, Alabama, and marching across the Edmund Pettus Bridge is a real life story. Today marked the 53rd Selma Jubilee in Selma, Alabama. Selma and the Alabama Black Belt were the battlegrounds for the voting rights movement that resulted in the passage of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Alabamians stood up and peacefully fought for the right to vote. SNCC, SNCC, SELC, national churches and religious organizations, civil rights and labor organizations, and stars of the movement supported the Alabama Voting Rights Movement. We commemorate and thank them for their work, leadership, and sacrifice. The Jubilee features more than 40 separate events that commemorate the Selma Voting Rights Movement. Organizers say this year, 2018, is the year a Poor People's Campaign rally had been added. When Dr. King was assassinated 50 years ago, that was his last work, working on the Poor People's Campaign. And starting on April 2nd, April 4th, in Tennessee, in Memphis, Tennessee, will be the 50th anniversary of the assassination of Dr. King. And I am taking a delegation to Memphis, for the MLK 50, along with some of the special guest speakers will be the former president, President Barack Obama, of course, Reverend Jesse Jackson from Rainbow Push Coalition, and many other historical leaders will be present as they reenact and commemorate the life and the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King. So if you're interested in attending and being part of the delegation, feel free to call me at 708-653-6545. We'll be traveling like the civil rights leaders did in the back of the day, but we'll be on a very secure charter bus. And I also have a block of hotel rooms that we will be staying in. Again, if you're interested in attending the MLK 50, that's in Memphis, Tennessee, celebrating the 50th anniversary of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., that will be April 3rd through the 5th. You can reach me at 708-653-6545. Bloody Sunday, voting rights, an impetus bridge, violence, racism. And again, we still, as a race of people, do not come out to vote. Does voting matter? Is it important? What about Selma? Selma still has a very low voting turnout. But here in the Chicagoland area, we too have a very low voting turnout. What do we do? Seems like I have some listeners and some callers. Let me check in and see if anyone would like to speak. Good evening, caller. You're on In the Know with Mo. Would you like to have a comment or two? 4844 from Chicago, from the South Suburbs. Oh. All right. Hello.
How many buses are going down there?
We have one bus that is going, and I did get a call from Rainbow Push today, and they are interested in joining, even though Reverend Jackson will be speaking down there. But I think at this time they didn't decide to take a caravan. But I have a caravan, a chartered bus already secured, and hotel rooms locked, because all the hotels in Memphis are already booked. They booked back in January.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, it's a once in a lifetime. We normally go to Memphis for the annual Jubilee, but my delegation, because of the cost of travel, decided that they wanted to go to Memphis for the 50th. And that's why we canceled our trip this year to Selma to go to Memphis. But this would have been our 18th journey to Selma.
Oh, that's impressive.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? We have to keep the history alive. My uncle is the late civil rights icon, Reverend Fred Shuttlesworth, and he's the one that took Dr. King to Alabama, to Birmingham. And so if we don't keep our history alive, it won't be in our history books. And we don't believe in recording too much unless it's some foolishness. So
right.
And then when you look at some of the stuff that's being advertised, like the movie Selma was Selma, but it was not a documentary and it wasn't history.
Right.
So as we watched the movie Selma, we took a delegation down so they could see the real Selma. Selma still hasn't changed. We're still dealing with mass incarceration. We're still dealing with a large homeless population. And police brutality, racism, the 50th year anniversary, we were there with Barack Obama, President Obama. Someone, an African-American young man, tagged a whole bus with KKK stickers. And when I asked him why was he doing that, he said he got paid $60 to do it. So the backwardness in some of the small towns are still present. Voting is important, but they still don't vote. Voting is important here for us, but we still don't vote. So what is it going to take for us to vote? Our votes matter.
That's true. That's so true.
I don't know what to do about trying to get people out there to vote. You know, we finally get a right to vote and can't,
and they don't go out and vote.
And this is why I fight so hard as I advocate for ex-felons, because here in the state of Illinois, they have the right to vote. As soon as they finish their, if they're convicted and they're sentenced into a facility, as soon as they finish their term, their sentences, as soon as they walk out that gate, they are eligible to vote. And so here in the state of Illinois, even at the Cook County Correctional Center, this is the first time that they are taking the actual voting machines inside the Cook County Jail instead of giving them paper ballots, because sometimes those paper ballots don't get where they need to go. So we still have to educate them. And there are so many ex-felons or returning citizens or whatever the label they want to put on our young men and women that are eligible to vote. They've made some mistakes, but they are still eligible to vote. And when we register and educate them on the voting process, they have the power, like you and I have the power, that one single vote, their power can help change legislation. And the craziest thing, the laws of here in Illinois needs to be rewritten, whereas an ex-felon cannot serve on a municipality but can be a state rep, a senator, a governor, and even a president.
Yeah,
so what is that about?
That at all. Right.
So have you ever been to Selma?
No. I have been down where Martin Luther King was shot. I did go down there by myself on a vacation. I just wanted to go and see. And I did some tour history down there, too. And it was just sad, you know, standing there in front of that hotel where he was shot.
Okay,
they had
so
a
you
tour
were
down
to
there, too.
Yeah,
yeah,
you went to Memphis.
Yeah. Yes, I did, but I ain't never been to Selma, no.
Well, we'll be going
back
to Selma. Every year it's a big to-do. But this year they didn't. What they focused in on this year was the Poor People's Campaign, and it was not as largely publicized as it has been in the past because of the upcoming MLK 50 event that's happened in Memphis. So all eyes are on Memphis, and hopefully if you get a chance, you get a chance to come and ride with us to Memphis for 2 days and see what's going on down there. I've got a lot of callers. I've got a, okay, all right, I have a young lady from Kansas City wants to know, because she wants to know, can she join us on our Jubilee ride to Memphis? Well, you know what? Seems like to me you're going to leave Kansas to come to Chicago to get on the bus to ride to Memphis. Let's rethink that. No, we're open if you're going to be here in Chicago visiting and you want to ride on our caravan, that's fine. But other than that, you know, we're not turning anyone away because education is the key to success. Yes, we will be staying in a secured place. In fact, we're going to be staying in a hotel right there off of Beale Street where there's a lot of events going on. All right, I have a caller from Cincinnati who has sent in a chat. People don't vote. The young people don't find voting important because our votes don't matter. The police picks on us, and we're beat, and our elected officials do nothing about it, not even our pastors. Okay, so what do we do with situations like that? Well, I think you have to get all your young people together, and it only takes one person. If you think you're strong enough, and you are, go and have a request an audience with your elected official and voice your concerns and complaints. The next thing I would suggest is starting and registering to be a deputy registrar and register as many of your young people as you can register. And now this will start giving the elected officials a little threat because they don't know if you're going to run for office and take their seats. What we have to start doing is people in the community start educating the young people and getting them prepared to run for office. Here in Chicago, in the Chicagoland area, we have a state rep who's been in office for 30 years, been a state representative for 30 years, and for 30 years that her community in her area still looks like crap. So now there's a young man that's running, very sincere. He's out here as a grassroots, and just for the first time, Sun Times has given a no-name with no background an endorsement. So it's time for change. You can do it. Make a point to meet with your elected official. Okay. Yes, you can run for office. You can be the next president if you don't have a, depending on what the laws for your, if you have a record of some type, you have to check out the laws for ex-felons in your state. But each state is different. Chicago has the most lenient cases for ex-felons here. Even though we have a situation with one of our young men who ran for mayor here in a suburban area and is still in court, he won the race but is being challenged. And I pray to the good God above that he wins, and because none of these laws are in stone. All right. So what are we going to do Okay, I have a lady here from Kankakee right around the corner. My listening audience, I have people that are sending me questions online, so I'm reading the questions as they're sending in. This young lady lives in Kankakee. She says she has a grandparent that's not able to go out to vote, can't see, but she is a registered voter. And so she's entitled to vote, and you can also assist her. You have the right to assist her. And with that situation, you should have asked for absentee ballot. And this may be a little bit too late. My call is on. Do you have any other comments? Okay. And so this is what's going on here in Chicago. But today I want to talk about the 53rd Alabama Jubilee, the Selma Jubilee. We didn't make it. My delegation didn't make it. But there is a young lady that's down there now with Maxine Waters. She's been sharing live videos with Maxine Waters and Reverend Jackson, and that's Miss Nicole Vaughn. Nicole Vaughn is she's a young lady out of Inglewood, very instrumental in helping the people of Inglewood, ran for state rep a couple of times. And so she did venture down to Selma to see what can be done to help with the ex-offender population there. It's a large mass incarceration in Selma. And sometimes it's like here people are convicted of crimes, for crimes that they didn't do. So I just want you to take a note, too, March 22nd, I will be hosting a town hall forum, Prison Reform Act, with Dr. Willie Wilson. It's going to be held March 22nd from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. in Hyde Park High School, 6220 South Stony Island. We have a lot of press that will be present. And Dr. Willie Wilson, as many of you know, have been assisting people with paying their taxes so they won't lose their homes. Also, the young men and women that are picked up and held at Cook County Jail because they can't pay the $100 bond was very instrumental in having a bill passed where there's the no bail, no cash bail bond. So we're going to be hosting a town hall meeting with Dr. Willie Wilson, March 22nd from 6 to 8 p.m. at Hyde Park Academy High School. And it's titled, It's Time for Prison Reform. And we're targeting most of our guests to be ex-felons, ex-offenders, returning citizens, whatever the name is that our society is putting on our young people. You know, I sit around and I listen to all the freedom songs today while watching the videos, We Shall Overcome. I mean, they've been singing We Shall Overcome someday, forever and a day. My question is, when does that day come? We've been talking about we shall overcome, we'll walk hand in hand, which means we will overlook the racism and the sexism and the genderism, but that never happens. We shall live in peace. We pray every night. We pray before we leave out to go out our doors, but peace is still, we're still watching before us and behind us on all sides. We are not afraid, but we are afraid. We are afraid that we may be carjacked, we may be shot, we may be robbed. We shall overcome, but when does that someday come? When does we shall overcome someday? So it's a whole lot going on with us in our society. And so we want to look at Bloody Sunday and how does Bloody Sunday compare with our lifestyles here in Chicago. We have people running for office here that really don't want you to vote. And everybody has something to tell you about who's the best candidate. I want this person. This person can do, and all it all turns out to is that all of them are just promising us nothing but a bunch of fake promises. There's no guarantees that whoever we put in office, because we don't stand up and make them accountable. I'm an elected official. I'm a double elected official. And I make sure, because I'm represented and elected by the people, that I do what's right by the people. So we have to make sure that we stand up and speak out when we elect the next person as our governor. We have to stand up and speak out and make sure we, especially people in Chicago, that you get a mayor that's going to be truthful and faithful and honest, because injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. The city of Chicago and the south suburbs is just a thin line between the two. And if you stop and look at it, the second congressional district and the first congressional district, the first congressional district, which is ran by Congressman Bobby Rush, he has 22 little cities in the south suburbs that encompass the first congressional district. The second congressional district, which is ran by Congresswoman Robin Kelly, from the Chicagoland all the way out to the south suburbs. So the governors, the mayors, and these congressional officers, they all need to be at the table together, because what happens in Chicago also happens in the south suburban area. It's just a thin line between Chicago and the south suburbs. So going back to my Selma, several members of Congress today joined civil rights activists and others today as they commemorated the day of racial violence that happened in Selma, dating to back to 1965. I've had several meetings with Congressman, State Rep. Congressman John Lewis of Georgia, very outspoken. Every time I go to Selma, we sit and talk. I will be meeting with him again in April as I go to New York for Reverend Sharpton's conference. And these are little things. You know, I talked to a couple of people and said, I would like to go to some of these trips, but especially I like to go to Memphis, but I can't afford to go. I spent so much money on buying outfits for my kids, for me and my kids to go see the Black Panther. And I said, okay. Well, I went to see the Black Panther, which is a Marvel comic script. It was good. Had some messages in there, and I wore blue jeans. You know, sometimes we have to look at the fact that some things are over, for me, and this is just my opinion, I just thought the movie was just overhyped. There was too much hype in it, that I was not going to dress up in African attire to go see a movie, and then the next day have someone ask me, can you loan me a couple of dollars because I'm broke. So that's what I'm talking about today, moving on, and we are coming to the end of our time. Time runs out fast, but those of you that are interested in attending the MLK 50, which is the Martin Luther King 50th anniversary, 1968 to 2018, in Memphis, Tennessee. Chicago's delegation will be departing from Chicago April 3rd and returning back to Chicago April 5th. The commemoration starts April 2nd. As you know, April 1st is not just April Fool's Day, but it's also Easter Sunday. So we're leaving out April 3rd and spending 2 days in Memphis for the historic event, and then we'll be back here in Chicago the first thing on April 5th. So if you're interested, please feel free to call me at 708-653-6545. And if you're interested in we're going to be taking a delegation to the Smithsonian African American Culture Museum in August. So if you're interested in that, you can call me and leave me your email address, and I will send you that information on that trip also. Again, I want to thank all of you for tuning in to End the Know with Mo. Time, stay focused, and be blessed. You've been listening to In the Know with Mo.